Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Khalil Shikaki, a political scientist and noted Palestinian pollster. Dr. Shikaki, perhaps the most noteworthy finding from your most recent poll shows that the vast majority of, in fact, almost all Palestinians, look unfavorably on the Trump administration's peace plan, with 94% of the respondents saying so. What did they dislike the most, and what were they most amenable to, if at all?
We presented this to the public as an 8-point package, and we asked for support or opposition for each item, and then we asked for support or opposition for the entire package. For the entire package, 94% said no, they reject the plan. Only 4% said they accept the plan. With regard to every other item, the level of rejection ranged between 91 and 95. So really, you can't say that there is anything in particular that they liked or disliked. They just could not find anything acceptable. Now, why is that so? Because for the most part, when Palestinians think about negotiations with the state of Israel, they think of a two-state solution, and they think of that in terms of meeting some of the most vital needs for them. One of those vital needs, for example, is a state that has sovereignty and independence. In this case, they don't see this as a real state. They view this as a make-believe state, a continuation of the status quo with autonomy, essentially. They secondly think about borders, 6 to 7 lines with equal swaps, minor swaps that are equal. In this case, they certainly don't see that at all. They see that Israel would be annexing the largest part. And when they think about the borders, they think about having borders with Jordan. In this case, Israel is annexing the entire Jordan Valley and the area of the Dead Sea that the Palestinians have been thinking about investing in. So on this second issue, this does not meet at all their needs. In terms of Jerusalem, they think of East Jerusalem as their capital. In this case, that is not the case. They have a capital in an area that they can call, if they want, East Jerusalem. But it's not East Jerusalem to them, and it's in East Jerusalem. It's not that East Jerusalem would be the capital. That's a major distinction that Palestinians make when we ask them in these surveys. So it doesn't meet this third basic demand. Fourthly, they want sovereignty over Muslim holy places. In this case, they are referring to Al-Haram Sharif, which is to Jews, of course, the Temple Mount. On the fifth vital need, they are thinking of refugees. They want the refugees to, in principle, have a right to return. They do not mean they want all refugees to return or even most refugees to return. They just want the principle endorsed by an agreement. They would be happy to see 100,000 returning, and so a symbolic return is acceptable, but the principle is important. In this document, the American plan basically tells them to deny that they have such a right. So it's not just not endorsing, it is a denial.
You are listening to Dr. Khalil Shikaki, a political scientist and noted Palestinian pollster. 59% of the respondents said they were against the two-state solution, and 39% said they still support it. Comparing this to previous polls, what kind of a trend do you see in this regard? And did the Trump plan lead to any particularly sharp change?
The trend overall for the last decade has been continued decline. 10 years ago, you could find about 70% in favor of the two-state solution, and 39% is what we found this time, and it's the lowest we have ever found. The reason that we have such decline this time has to do, I believe, with the plan, because in previous surveys, we have found that every time Palestinians concluded that the two-state solution is becoming less and less feasible on practical grounds, whether it's Israeli settlement construction or decisions made by Israel regarding the the future of negotiations and so on, or if there is violence, when people conclude it's not going to happen, the support declines considerably. And this is what is happening here, I believe. When people look at the plan, they simply conclude that this kills the two-state solution. And so we begin to see a shift from supporting a two-state solution to supporting some other solutions. In this case, the other solution that they have picked is the one-state solution. The one-state solution has seen ups and downs in the past, but the trend overall for the one-state solution is on the rise. During 2019, the level of support on average for the one-state solution has been about 31%. In the last survey, it was actually 28%. So this survey shows 37% support. That's a 9-point increase in support for a one-state solution. So I think for both the decline in support for the two-state solution and the rise in support for the one-state solution, this is essentially the outcome of the Trump plan.
Final question. President Abbas's satisfaction rating is low in the eyes of the electorate, and you found that in the findings from your most recent poll. There's talk of an election. What does this say about Abbas or his Fatah party?
The findings indicate that while the Palestinian public favors a policy that Abbas has outlined in his response to the plan, which is to essentially sever relations with Israel and the U.S., the public doesn't believe Abbas. The credibility of Abbas's word has been in decline in recent years. Somewhere between two-thirds to three-quarters of the Palestinian public have come to the conclusion during the last 5 years that Abbas talks and makes threats and declare plans that he has absolutely no intention of implementing. In other words, they think this is a gimmick to calm people down and then he would forget about it. This is why this time the level of dissatisfaction of Abbas is actually rising rather than declining because of the policy he announced. Now, if elections are held today, in fact, we can see the impact of this level of unbelief that in Abbas, the lack of trust in Abbas, in presidential elections. Just 2 months ago, when we asked about this and we forced people to choose between two candidates who are pretty much opposed, one from Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, was the most popular Hamas leader, and Abbas was able to do better than Haniyeh, 49% for Abbas and 44% for Haniyeh. This was just 2 months ago. Today, it's the exact opposite, 49% for Haniyeh and 44% for Abbas. So clearly, the way that Abbas is responding to the American plan is something that most Palestinians view as insincere. And he is suffering the consequences. If elections are held today and he decides to run and Hamas decides to participate, Hamas wins.
Dr. Khalil Shikaki, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.